Now, we spent quite a bit of time in the last week looking back over the course of the last year and the way in which COVID-19 has affected all of our lives. But four communities in Torridge have gone a step further and made a series of short films looking at how they've coped. The films were all shot by people living in the villages and then edited professionally, and they feature a snapshot of rural life during the first lockdown, and also some fabulous characters, a postie in a tutu, a bell-ringing vicar, the virtual pub group, and a COVID family tribute band. We're going to meet some of those characters this week. Today, we're in Littleham.
Well, this is Clive, our wonderful local postman. He doesn't look quite the same now as he was looking a few weeks ago, when he was, as far as we know, the only postman wearing a tutu in Britain. Clive, first question is, why?
Well, it started off as a dare. There's lots of postmen up the country that were doing fancy dress, and someone dared me to do it. So I thought I'd get away with it for a couple of days, and it turned out to be 4 weeks.
I was going to say, you look undressed now without your tutu.
I keep threatening to bring it back. But, yeah.
What was the general reaction? What did people think?
It was brilliant, yeah. Lots of laughs, lots of chuckles. I even wear it in the shops on the way home from work.
Excellent. Well, you definitely cheered it up this part a little, and anyway.
A serious time, but plenty to smile about still. That's Clive the postman. Let's talk to Andrew Tregoning, who did a lot of the camera work for the Littleham film. Hello, Andrew. It's a lovely film. Tell me about what sparked it and why you wanted to get involved.
we feel a little bit guilty, really, because technically we're not one of the villages that were associated with Torrington 100, but we were close enough. And we had already made a little film called Reach for the Stars, with everybody leaping into the air. And I think somebody had seen that and said, perhaps we'd like to do it. So that's where it came from.
Ah, so you were an inspiration.
I don't know about that.
tell me about Littleham itself and why it's a special place and how it comes across on the film.
It's a lovely village. I wouldn't live anywhere else. In fact, a lot of people have said they're convinced we're a government experiment, that they think they've put something in the water, which might explain why people are quite so mad and are always up for doing something, you know, silly, or dressing up as something, going down to the pub, whatever. And everybody helps each other. I think that's one of the nice things. Everybody knows everybody. And even at the moment, if somebody has a special birthday, the vicar will still come out and ring the bells however many times, even if it's 99. And we all get together at a socially distanced space and sing happy birthday to whoever they are and give them a cake and a round of applause and what have you. It's just really, really nice.
And of course, being in a community where people are like that is lovely at any time. But over the course of that first lockdown, when particularly I think the first one, where we didn't really know what was happening, what was going on, what life was going to be like, that must have really paid off, that feeling that you're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And almost immediately a sort of group sprang into operation to make sure that people that we knew who lived on their own or were elderly were catered for, and folks would go out to get medicines or to get food or whatever and deliver it to their doors. It's a really caring community.
What was it like trying to get people to be involved in the film? Were they happy to be on camera?
I think so. I think it was, by then we were starting to get a bit bored and let's have a go. So it wasn't too much of a problem.
What are your favourite bits of the film?
Well, other than Clive, I have to say...
Who is spectacular, I have to say. I mean,
he is, yes.
I doff my cap to him. He's great.
he's also dressed up as a superhero recently, so I think he's got the taste for the dramatics. But my favourite, I'll get killed if I don't say this, is Littleham's only boy band, average age 70-something, called the Littleham Howlers, and we go and sing. Well, when we were able to, we would sing in the pub, and we would sing for weddings, bar mitzvahs, and funerals, or anything really, drop of a hat, as long as there was some beer available.
I've got some singers. I'm not sure if these are the Howlers or not. Let me just bring you this bit.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Dreamseller, where have you been? Tell me.
Is that the Howlers, Andrew? Is that the Howlers?
The Littleham Howlers. We have to be precise because apparently there's another group called the Howlers who we vie with.
Well, I have to say that's pretty good. Now you're singing
The nicest thing anyone's ever said about the Littleham Howlers.
I mean, you're singing there. I'm not sure. Is it outside the pub? It's certainly outside a big building, isn't
it? Outside the Creelock Arms, which I've also been told to let you know, it will be open we hope it will be on the 16th of the month. After such a long, long time, because the pub really is very much the heart of the village. There are two main buildings in the village: the pub and the church. And people get baptised in the church, spend most of their time in the pub, and then go back to the church at the end.
Now, actually, you mentioned the church. In fact, you touched on this already. You've got the Reverend Marissa in there. Now, we know Reverend Marissa here at BBC Radio Devon because she. Yeah, she used to be, when she was a curate in a different part of the county, she, in fact, I think she still does do our Sunday service from time to time, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, she has done a few,
We
reckon she's got the biggest arm muscles of all the vicars now through ringing this blessed bell.
Well, there's no one else able to do it at the moment. She's got to do it herself, which is great. Oh, Andrew, it's a lovely, lovely film. Thank you so much for talking about it with us and for sharing your passion for your village and your community.
That's fine. Yeah.
Thank
and
you very much.
If people want to see it themselves, they can either go to the Littleham and Lancross website, where there's a link,